Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Embarking on hour number two of the Fan Evening Show. My name is Jack Hillgrove. Joel Nelson is behind the glass. Spent the first hour talking about the Pirates. We'll get back into that as the show rolls along. But now we switch to the gridiron and your Pittsburgh Steelers, 3-1, heading into an early bye in 2025. No Steelers football this weekend. They return to action next Sunday, October the 12th, first divisional game against the Cleveland Browns. But as we get set to embark on this bye week, we head out to the fan hotline and find DK's Pittsburgh Sports' Chris Halleck, who covers the team. Chris, good to talk to you, my friend. As we head into the bye week, what grade, an overall grade, do we give the Pittsburgh Steelers and their 3-1 start to the season?
I'd probably give a B+. Obviously, results mean everything in the NFL. I mean, they're 3-1, so it almost doesn't matter how they got to 3-1. They're 3-1. The Ravens would kill to be 3-1 right now. The Bengals would kill to be 3-1 and have a healthy Joe Burrow right now. The Steelers are, yes, they're banged up, but they have 3 wins in 4 games. It could be better, but the good thing is they're trending in the right direction. So I'll give it a B+.
As far as injuries are concerned, Jalen Ramsey, Calvin Austin, those guys expected to be sidelined. It seems like the bye is well-timed as it can be for those guys that have gotten banged up, and we're still obviously waiting for some guys to come back. But what can you tell us about some of the latest as far as the injuries are concerned to a couple of those guys?
Well, unfortunately, it's not that much more. You know, there's not much more to know now. I was on the south side today when the team was there. I did not see Jalen Ramsey. I did see Calvin Austin. He was not in a sling, but that doesn't really give you anything in terms of a prognosis when it comes to, hey, he was in a sling Sunday. He's not in a sling now, but it's really kind of too early to tell. I would assume, though, with a hamstring injury for Ramsey, that it's most likely not going to be something that's going to be quick. Maybe he misses a game or two. The good thing is they're getting Joey Porter Jr. back. He was getting really close to returning against the Vikings with the bye week this week. And then you would think that Porter would be be good to go. So at least it's, you know, you lose one guy, you get another guy back. But for Austin, though, on the other hand, it's unfortunately too early to tell how long he's going to be out, but multiple games would not surprise me.
That's Chris Halleck, covers the Steelers for DK Pittsburgh Sports. With that, and let's stay with Ramsey, like a lot of the talk about Jalen Ramsey entering this tenure of his career with the Steelers, insert Ramsey, exit Minkah Fitzpatrick, was that Ramsey was going to fill that role and move all over the secondary. We've seen that through the first 4 games. I think he's played extremely well. What's the answer from Mike Tomlin? Is it just straight up, you know, 2 safeties and that it's Juan Thornhill and Chuck Clark? Like, how do they fill that gap without, you know, Jalen Ramsey being available to them?
Well, Brandon Echols could and should be an option. He has done nothing but impress the coaching staff. I mean, he had a great training camp, a great preseason, and he's played well. I mean, he's been around plays that, I mean, shoot, man, he had the interception in New England. He's just been around the ball, and that could be one guy that comes in and can play nickel. So you think, okay, if Ramsey's out and Porter's in, you know, Porter and Slay can play on the outside. You can have nickel, or you can have Echols in the nickel. That could be an option. Yeah, you can run with the three safeties, like running your big nickel where you have Clark and Thornhill as your two higher safeties, and then have Deshaun Elliott playing like a big nickel type, which is what they were doing, ironically, on the play that they busted the coverage where Elliott was actually in the nickel there. But the main reason why that happened was because, well, Ramsey is their primary communicator in the secondary. He wasn't on the field. So that's probably going to be the even bigger issue, is who takes over as the primary communicator in the secondary while Ramsey's out.
Yeah, my guy that I thought could have potentially made the team before the Ramsey trade or the Chuck Clark signing too was Sebastian Castro. He is headed to the Buccaneers, so that's not an option to be elevated either. Chris, as far as the Vikings game goes, a lot has been made of the decision or just the way that the punt ended up in the end zone at the last play of the game. And Danny Smith talked about that today, explained, you know, you don't want a big return to try and get them back into field. And that makes sense. But, you know, from when I was watching it, I'm like, well, why not punt the ball into the corner and try to pin them even deeper? What did you make of the explanation from Danny Smith today as to why that last punt and the strategy there was to just, you know, punt it into the end zone and avoid the return altogether?
I mean, I understand it. You know, listen, the Vikings were, you know, going to have, I mean, they were going to have the ball on the 40-yard line. If the Steelers went for it and didn't get it. So you make them go another 20 yards. So, like, think about it. If they're on the 40 and they have to get in the field goal range, they only have to go about 20 yards. If you punt it into the end zone, no matter what, they can't get any further than the 20 because of the touchback. So now they've got to go 40 yards with no timeouts, which is not – no, it's not that far, but with the way the defense was playing, I understand the rationale behind – not just deciding to punt, but to punt where no matter what, they're not going to be any further downfield than the 20-yard line. Because, yes, you could try to do like a coffin corner punt, something like that, but what if it goes wrong? What if he doesn't get it out of bounds? What if he, what if it hits right by the sideline and then bounces back into play and then just something weird or bonky happens? You never know which way that ball is going to bounce. I understand the rationale behind, let's just get it out of the end zone, no return at all, make them go 40, 45 yards to get a field goal with no timeouts with the way our defense is playing. And it worked out because the defense ended up standing tall.
Chris Halleck on the Fan Hotline covers the Steelers for DK Pittsburgh Sports. Aaron Rodgers, you graded the team B+ from an overall aspect through the first four games as they start 3-1. The grade you give Aaron Rodgers is
A-, and it's a lot different than the one PFF gives Aaron Rodgers. People are going to look at the passing charts and be like, he's not throwing the ball downfield, and he's not. You know, the average depth of target is lowest among all qualifying quarterbacks. You know, I get it. I understand that. And I even specifically asked Arthur Smith today if, like, this is another way that you are trying to take chunks out of the defense. Other than, because last year we've seen what an offense looks like whenever you do nothing but throw deep balls to try to take chunks out of the defense. And it's very volatile. Yes, it can work sometimes, but there's no consistency there. We are seeing more consistency in this offense with the way Aaron Rodgers can operate in the quick game, the way he can get rid of the ball very, very, very quickly. And we're seeing it. And it's not just like, you know, a quick hitch or a quick out, the quick, you know, back shoulder throw to DK Metcalf down the sideline. The really, really quick one where he hit Metcalf over the middle on the first series that led to a touchdown and on obviously the 80-yarder to Metcalf. With everything that he's doing in the quick game to provide the consistency there, along with all of the intangible things that cannot be measured, cannot be quantified. What he does, the leader that he is in the locker room, the communication that he has before the snap, what he can do with his cadence, all of the other intangible things. He is playing quarterback very, very, very well. Is he MVP level? No, he's not. But within what the Steelers want to do on offense, he is playing quarterback at a high level, and that's why I would give him like an A-.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris, what else needs to improve as the Steelers come back from the bye and rattle off a couple of divisional games against Cleveland and Cincinnati on the 12th and a short week on the 16th? Like, I know the offensive line, it seemed like Broderick Jones took a step forward against Minnesota. Keanu Benton was under big-time scrutiny and played tremendously, I thought, against the Vikings. It looks like the areas of concern, not injury related, have improved a little bit. What else needs to happen for the Steelers to trend in the right direction and trend towards a division title? Because you look at the three other teams in the division and the way things are going for them, it's not out of the question in my mind to think the Steelers could end up being big time in the AFC North conversation as we head into week 18.
Yeah, I think what we saw from the defense was, you know, when the first couple of games happened and they were playing really poorly, you know, it was like, okay, the defense is going to figure it out. And we've been kind of seeing that happen over the last couple of weeks. You know, they've gotten back to getting after the quarterback and taking the ball away. And, you know, now they're second best in terms of turnover margin in the league. They've racked up 11 sacks over the last 2 weeks. So the defense is kind of figuring itself out. On the offensive side, this game against Minnesota was kind of the start to what they need to be doing more of. It all starts with running the ball. It has to start with running the ball. Everything else revolves around having to run the football. But then when you think about what a prototypical Arthur Smith offense is, and I think about in Tennessee, when he was successful in Tennessee, everybody wants to be like, it was because of Derrick Henry. No, it wasn't just because of Derrick Henry. Yes, they could take chunks out of the defense with Derrick Henry, but then they hit a lot of these catch-and-run type passes. That's what we're seeing. They also, those Titans, hit a lot of, off of the running game, a lot of play-action stuff that helped, that took the top off the defense. That's why Ryan Tannehill had such good years, because he would throw those passes with such a high efficiency that they would be able to do that stuff too. So I think the next step for the offense is continue to run the ball, continue to have these quick hitters that give you yards after the catch, which, by the way, the Steelers lead the league in yak right now, but then add on being able to use play action to hit over the middle, to hit those intermediate passes, and then as you run the ball better and more consistently, and as you continue to hit these quick hitters underneath, you force defenses to bring an extra guy down low, and then that's when you could take the top off the defense. So I think that's the next step, is being able to then add on stretching the ball downfield with running the ball and with the quick game.
Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Chris, I'm going to, let's put a percentage on it and let's take everything into account. What you have seen and what you have witnessed from the Steelers through the first four games, and what's going on in Cincy, what's going on in Cleveland, and what's going on in Baltimore. The percent chance that the Steelers are AFC North champs in your mind is what?
It's still too early, man. I understand the Ravens are 1-3, and then, you know, Lamar Jackson is injured. But to me, I still don't rule the Ravens out. I'm ruling the Bengals out. I ruled the Bengals out before Joe Burrow got hurt. I never bought into the Bengals. The Browns I've not bought into, even though their defense can make it very difficult for teams. I'm going to give it like a – I'm still going like a 50% chance. I'm not going that high yet. It's just now about to be October. It's still very, very early in the season. We've seen what can happen when a team gets out to a 10-3 start and still doesn't win its division. It's still too early for me to put like a really high percentage that this team's going to end up winning the AFC North. The Ravens, with the talent that they have, they showed it last year, because last year that defense was leaking in a bad way in terms of giving up explosive plays. They figured it out, and they turned their season around on a dime. All it takes is a good run. And we knew the Ravens were going to have a really tough start to their season with the way the schedule looked. I'm just not ready to put anything past like a 50-50 split between the Ravens and the Steelers. The good thing is right now the Steelers have a two-game advantage right now. That's the best way that I can put it in terms of any kind of optimism.
No, I'm glad you said that, because we're still coming off of the seventh straight year that Mike Tomlin's Steelers had a three-game losing streak. And for the fifth time in that 7 years, it happened in December and or post-Thanksgiving, which is obviously the time that divisions are won and lost. So I would agree with you, and I'm glad that you said that. I just brought it up because, you know, things don't look great for the three other teams now. How was Dublin? By the way, I had major FOMO seeing tweets and everybody else from on the beat. I want your take, because I have Irish heritage and I have never been there. So what was your take of Dublin for the time you were there?
It was amazing. I did not have time to do everything I wanted to do. I wanted to go and see the Irish countryside, and I didn't. I was working every day that I was there. I really didn't have just even a day that I could set aside and sightsee or anything, but you know, we do a lot of work you know, on our app at DK Pittsburgh Sports, and so but I had enough time to really go all around Dublin. It did not take me long to get a pint of Guinness while I was there. It does taste way better over there. They pour it differently. We need to be instructing bars here like the proper way to pour a Guinness, because they do it way better over there. It was awesome, though. It's a great town. I can't wait to go back, and next time I go, I'm bringing my wife and kids with me, because I unfortunately they weren't able to come with me. But no, it was amazing. It exceeded the hype, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I have my sights set on a 2027 trip when Pitt plays in that Week Zero Classic over there against Wisconsin to start the college football season. So that's when I have my sights set. That's Chris Halleck. He covers the Steelers for DKPittsburghSports.com. Chris, always appreciate you, brother. We'll do it again soon. Take care.
All right, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. There he goes. Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Jolie, I didn't ask him about this because there's always one, right? A to Z Sports. We've got 20,000 followers on X. There's an article. It's just titled, "It Suddenly Seems Possible, ... The Steelers wide receivers room is broken, and A.J. Brown seems frustrated in Philly. At NFL Rob, that's Rob Gregson, says it's time for Omar Khan to go all in on a blockbuster trade. Chalk up A.J. Brown on the board to the next bona fide stud wide receiver that's coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're like, what, 1-15? They got DK Metcalf, obviously. But he is now on the list of the likes of who? Brandon Ayuk, Terry McLaurin.
CeeDee Lamb, you want to throw him in that mix?
I don't remember CeeDee Lamb. Was there?
I saw a graphic of, you know, what I think it was, maybe FanDuel. Like, would you make this? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll throw CeeDee Lamb on
there.
Would
you, this hypothetical trade where
T. Higgins. That would have been a free agent signing, but yeah, T. Higgins was tossed around. Look, I am of the belief that the Steelers need to do more in the wide receivers room, and we could talk about this in the next segment, but like, there is just a much more feasible way to have that conversation. Somewhere in between another ridiculous blockbuster trade and the floor being a BS trade deadline deal for a silly guy like Mike Williams. That's probably going to happen again this season. I think that's what we're trending towards. But there's got to be a happy medium. Because if Calvin Austin truly does miss time, I don't know that the Steelers' production will take a huge hit, because in the same way that it did with George Pickens last year, but I think it will, and it just makes oppositions easier to double up on DK Metcalf. So hopefully it gets addressed. Will it get addressed with AJ Brown? No. I would do a naked lap around this building if AJ Brown was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Fun fact, those guys would be reunited.
Yes, they
would. DK Metcalf and AJ Brown.
You know what's funny?
With Chad Kelly as their Ole Miss quarterback from back in the day.
My cousin and I was at my cousin's on Sunday watching the later NFL games, and that topic came up. Like, why were the 2018 Ole Miss, that year that they were both on the same college team, they went 5-7. Like, why were they that bad? There was another NFL wide receiver on that team as well. Elijah Moore.
Oh, that's right.
Elijah Moore, DK Metcalf, and AJ Brown all on the same team. Now, Metcalf didn't play a lot in 18. I believe he was hurt. And Elijah Moore, Dawson Knox.
Really? Yes. I did not know that. How about that? Wow.
And you want to know why they stunk? Jordan Tamau was their quarterback.
Something made me think it was Chad Kelly. I guess not.
Chad Kelly, Shea Patterson in 2017. Chad Kelly was, I think, earlier than that. Chad Kelly's senior year was 2016.
I was way off. Wow.
He threw to Van Jefferson.
It's not bad.
And Evan Engram. But that's about it.
My buddies and I were talking about maybe Chris Olave would be the reasonable choice, realistic choice for the Steelers. Maybe there's still a little something there. He's still pretty young. Now, if he takes one big hit, he's had a pretty bad concussion history for being in the league for only a few years, but...
Yeah, it's definitely more feasible. When I hear you say that, it's definitely more of a feasible option than AJ Brown. How many times have we seen NFL wide receivers get pissed off with their situations and then they just suck it up? The Eagles are 4-0. The Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions. The Eagles are not going to trade their number one wide receiver in the middle of the season because he's upset. You know what's going to make him not upset? Them winning the Super Bowl again. And then if he's really fed up in Philly, you trade him in the offseason. That's not going to happen in 2025, especially midseason. Now, Chris Olave? Yeah, because the Saints are putrid. One more thing before the break. Do you listen to Pardon My Take?
Not a whole lot.
They were talking about the 0-10 club. I guess Spencer Rattler is on the verge of starting his NFL career 0-10 through his first 10 starts. And some of the names in that club do not make me think that Spencer Rattler has any chance of turning his career around and having a pretty decent NFL career. I mean, we're talking about guys like DeShone Kizer, Brody Croyle. The best one of them all is David Carr.
And if he's the best one on that list, I think that tells you all you pretty much need to know about that list.
Yeah. So there you have it. The Saints stink. So Chris Olave, maybe. AJ Brown, definitely not. You could use that Odyssey Rewind feature to go back and listen to our conversation with Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Chris was on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Coming up, bye week punt or go for it. It's our silly football theme name for a buy or sell segment. Jolie will throw me some takes about the Steelers' first four games heading into the bye. I will either punt or go for it on fourth down, depending on what Jolie brings to the table. That's next, and then your phone calls at 412-928-9370. It's a Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.